Okay, we're picking up from the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We're four lines from the bottom. It says the Mishnah now, Mona Adam es Orcha ve'es Parparosa mipiv. A person is allowed to count his guests and the food that he's going to be served only mipiv, only from his mouth, meaning only orally, but he's not allowed to do it avalo min ksav. He's not allowed to do it on a written note. We're going to see the Gemara is going to explain two reasons, Mechalkes, why this is Aser. Gemara continues, Mefis Adam imbana v'al b'nei beisa al ha'shulchan. A person is allowed to make like a lottery with his children and the people of his house for who's going to get what portion of food, who's going to get what, who's going to get the chicken, who's going to get the steak. However, this should only be done if he's not intending that there should be a larger one against a smaller one. The Gemara is going to explain this as well. Kohanim are allowed to make a lottery on Yomtav, however, not for the portions. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is being discussed over here as well. Okay, so now says the Gemara on the top, now turning on to the next. Says the Gemara, my time, what is the reasoning for this usher that a person is not allowed to read this menu on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Rebbe, I'm a gzera shem meyimchok. There's a gzera, there's a dinder abanan, is we're afraid to come to erase it. Let's say Rashi says one of the guests decide not to come. They're not going to come, so you're going to say, "Oh, I need to know that he's not here," and you're going to erase his name. Therefore, that the guy shouldn't call out his name. The guy who you have over there, your servants who are calling out people, the waiter shouldn't call out his name. So therefore, you're going to come to erase it. Abayah says it's a different zera. It's going to come to lead you to read business related documents. Business related documents is usher and Shabbos because of the pasuk in the famous pasuk in Yeshayahu. It says, "Mitzvah chasachav adabr davar." The person is not allowed to pursue business on Shabbos. This would be the including all types of Shtar Yedioses. This is a very important, this thing comes up. Let's say reading the Wall Street Journal is a probably Mamash Yisra Mim Tzachatzacha, that is a problem of reading business-related articles on Shabbos. Reading the newspaper in general is very problematic. Even having advertisements, not sure exactly what the heter for having advertisements in the very firm newspapers, a lot of them have a lot of advertisements that are very much clearly discussing trying to advertise for business purposes. I'm not exactly sure what the heter for that is, but that Maisa is a very big problem that we're discussing over here, that the whole reason you're going to come through your menu, you're going to start reading other unrelated things on Shabbos and Yantav, and therefore it's going to be Aser. So now the Gemara says, my b'nai, so is there an afkamina between the two reasons? The Gemara says, yes, there is. Ika b'nai de kasav akosel midale, that if you write it really high up on the wall, so then there's going to be an afkamina. Why? Because the Gemara says, l'mad amar shamayim chok, because the one who says it's all about erasing, l'ifashina, then you're not going to be afraid. If you read it 10 feet up, you're not going to come to erase it. L'mad amar shamayikra, however, the one who says they're going to come to start reading other documents on Shabbos, other business-related documents, once you start reading this menu, then chashina, and then we would be afraid that you will come to do this, because you start reading this document and the menu, and then you're going to start the name of the people, you would come to start reading other documents as well, and according to him, it should still be usher. The Gemara has a problem. The Gemara doesn't like this analysis. The Gemara says, Manda, Amar Shama Yimchok, Nichol Shama Yikra, but at the end of the day, the one who says that it's all about erasing, maybe he should also be concerned you're going to come to read Shtar Hadiosis. It's a very good time. So at this point, the Gemara seems to be assuming that both Abai and Rav Bibi, to some extent, are going to agree that the whole Geder is also Gzera Shema of Shtar Hadiosis. Maybe, according to Rav Bibi's opinion, we're saying that maybe it's also going to be considered Shema Yimchok. The Gemara says, also we can ask Kasha, the Shema Yimchok, is it really true that we're not going to be afraid to come to erase it if it's very high up? It shouldn't matter if you're not going to come to erase it. We have a principle, we learned earlier in the Masechta that someone is not supposed to read by the light of the lamp because we're afraid if you come to tilt the lamp, you're going to come to doing the Avera of Mavi, you're going to be lighting it. Again, it used to be that the wicks would come out a little bit. If the wicks would come out, then if you wanted to increase the light, if you're increasing the light, that's an issur d'oraisa of mavir. So the Gemara is assuming right now that this is very problematic. And so what's the hemshech of the question is, Rabba said on this halacha, afil gavash te'kamos, that even if it's 20 feet in the ground, above the ground, afil gavash te'mardos, even if it's a height of 2 ox loads, it's very high up, afil asar batim gavash, even if it's 100 feet high, lo yikra, the gzira is still in effect. We see that this is the concept that where the chazal have a gzira, there's a concept called lo pluk, that there is no difference between if you have a specific exception to the gzera of why the halacha shouldn't apply, it doesn't matter. We have the concept of lo pluk, which is why all gzeras are takanas. You can't just say, oh, you know, I'm not going to come to build a raft, as we said earlier, for why you can't swim on Shabbos. There's a gzera with a lo pluk, and there's, like the Gra always says, that there's like 150 different reasons why Chazal made a takana. They only told us one or two of them a lot of times, so meaning there's always a lo pluk. So therefore, here also, even if it's really high up, the gzera is shemer yikrash b'shtar, shemer the yimchok is a halacha that should apply, even if it's very high up from the ground. So the Gemara says, Ila ikabanai, so therefore maybe we have to adjust what the machlok is between Between Rav Bibi is going to be between Rav Bibi and Abayez, and where it says the machlokas is the following: the kasav akosel umitase, where he wrote it low on the wall. According to Rav Bibi, who says that it's about erasing it, chayshin, and then you're going to be afraid because you'll come to erase it over there. But according to Abayez, the whole thing is going to come to reach. You're not going to become too can be concerned in this case. Why? Because a wall is not going to be confused. You're writing it on the wall. Here, specifically on the wall, you're not going to be confused when it comes to shtari hadyotos. The Rishon are bothered by the obvious question that we saw before, that the whole idea, which is we accepted the argument of low plug. So then over here, it shouldn't matter. We should agree with the fact that it is low plug as well. So some Rishon want to answer. The Gemara here is talking about that we really are already at this point. The Gemara later is going to say that we're reverting off of Rabbah. The Gemara, some Rishon, based on the Rashba and others, they're assuming that no, we're dropping Rabbah, and we're assuming that the Gzera doesn't apply, and the text written low on the wall is a Chiddush. We're saying that even a text low on the wall, and then closer can if it tie up on the wall, both of them are going to be Mutter. So we're dropping Rabbah subtly without really telling you. A little bit difficult to the Shaka Vataria here in the Gemara. The Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Lamanda Amar Shema Yikra, that according to Abaye, who says the whole thing is you're going to be afraid to come to reach Dara Dessus and Shabbos, Lichush Shema Yimcho. One should be afraid that he's going to be afraid of erasing the list. So the Gemara is here assuming also that according to this other opinion, according to Rav Bibi and Abaye, both should agree that there should be a prohibition of potentially erasing it as well. So the Gemara says, so therefore the Gemara rejects this also. Rashi says a pinkis is a type of lucho shel socher, that it's a board that the merchants who are selling things used to sell. That is, if you write it on that, if you engrave it, because if you engrave lamada rasham yimcho, but if you're coming to engrave it here, then we're not afraid he's going to come to erase it. Lo chashin, we're not going to be afraid that he's going to come to erase it. Lamada amar shema yikra, that according to Abaye, he says that it's a lest you come to read about shtara diosis of business related documents, then chayshinon, according to him, we would be afraid. The Gemara asks on this also, this nafkamin. The Gemara says, Lamad Amar Shami Yimchok, Licho Shami Yimchok, but according to him, we should be afraid that you're also going to come to read. It's not just about erasing, it's also going to be afraid they're going to come to read Shtari Adiosos. Maybe you could suggest that no, that the Shtari Adiosos, the reason business related documents, doesn't apply in this case. Why not? Because in this case, you're not going to come to confuse with this tablet and the board over here of the people who are selling it, the merchants' tablets and the boards, that you're not going to come to confuse with a regular document that is business related documents. The Gemara says, that's true though. The Midrash explicitly that you will. But Tana, the Braisa tells us, Mone Adam Kama Bifnim Kama Chutz, a person is allowed to count how many people he has inside the house and outside the house. If you have a lot of people, this happens sometimes, you have to have some people outside. It's more chashuv to be inside, so you're allowed to count it orally. Kama Nosati Leinath Lefnim, and how many portions are going to put before them. Miksav Shaka Bechosa, only if you're reading them from the list that's on the wall. Abelo Miksav Shaka Betalapin, because it's explicitly over here, not allowed to read it from this tavla from the board or this pinkas that was excited before, actually the merchant things that they used to sell. So then the Gemara asks on this braisa though, what's the case we're talking about on the braisa? If we're talking about the list was written in ink, then what's going to difference be if it's on the wall or on the tablet? Both are going to be lechora aser. Love the chayip. So rather, the Bais is talking about a case where you engraved it on the wall. The Bais is clearly telling you that we're talking about a list that's on the wall and not one that's written on this tabla or pinkas, on this board or the merchant thing that we're discussing over here, the tablet. These two things are going to be usher. So we see the Bais is clearly telling us that for that, the board and the tablet is going to be usher in both circumstances. So we see that both of them should be usher. So we're very much by understanding over here is very problematic. So the Gemara now says, you're right. El olam, so now we're really going back over here explicitly, and we're going to reject that they both disagree with Rabbah. The kasav akosel midali. We're talking about he wrote it high up on the wall. The kakasha after Rabbah. So you're going to say that you have a kasha based on Rabbah's ruling. The Rabbah tonight, the Rabbah is not so pashut. Not everyone agrees with the fact that it's a low plug in this circumstance that we're going to make a gzira on all hilchos Shabbos. The Tana, the Braisa tells us, Mona adam as orchav as parosav and people alam and aksav. A person allows to only count the meal and the portions orally and how many people are there, but not from something written, because even if it's written on the wall, that's the implication of the Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Acha comes to say, Matem Miksav Shavan Kosel. If it's written on the wall, he says that it's mutter. So Gemara now says, Hechi Dami. What is the Shankar of Tanakhama says in the Gesuri Elim? It costs him a tasa. If you're assuming that they're written low on the wall, Licho Shem Mayimchak, maybe he's going to erase it. Even Rabbi Acha would agree that it's tasa. El Alab, the Kosel Medele must be that it's written very high up, and Rabbi Acha is going to permit it because this is something that doesn't apply. So we see that he disagrees with the concept of Rabbi. He doesn't say there's a low plug, he doesn't say it's across the board going to be us. So here he seems to indicate that it should be mutter. Ushmamina the rabbit and I. So we can learn from here that really that what Rabbit suggested about when it comes to the lighting of the candle, of the wick, we're afraid to come to light it. This is a machlokas tanaim. Shmamina, we can really deduce from here that it really is a machlokas tanaim, and there is one whose man damar is going to be a choshesh. So here over it, when it comes to Shabbos, maybe they would disagree on that. So what comes out over here is lechora. How do we paskin? We really paskin that we are choshesh for both shitas. So this is very problematic. Some people have like to read menus on Shabbos and Yontav. Let's say you have a 3-day Yontav, you want to know what to serve in each one. Definitely before Yontav, a lot of people do, but even on Shabbos and Yontav, if you have a 3-day Yontav, a lot of times it's not good. If someone wants to read it for knowing what to serve, if you're having a lot of guests at a lot of meals, so is this going, is there any heter? It seems to be that based on the Gemara over here, it should be usher. So the Lamaisa, there is a possible head to the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, maybe we could say for Shtar Yadios it doesn't apply. The business is not business of the documents. For a Dvar Mitzvah, then it should be Mutter. However, if it's a problem of Shem Yimfok, that should still apply. So, Lechora, so what are we going to do? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests maybe if you assume that it's for a Dvar Mitzvah and also someone else is reading it, because if someone else is reading it, we're going to see you're not afraid that someone's going to erase it. If someone else is reading it, doesn't ever just to erase it, so then we're not afraid of either tears is then going to be Lechora be okay. Because you don't have, Shema Yimchok, and you don't have a Hashtar Adiosis because it's a Dvar Mitzvah, so those, if you do have the two together, maybe you should have someone else read the menu. That would be something that's potentially a heter for having a menu on Shabbos. Another shayla comes up is, why is a Gabbai allowed to read the names for an aliyah? That's a very big shayla. Why should that be? Okay, because we're afraid of why don't we say that this would be the gzera of Shabbashtari Adiosos, potentially of having this issue over here. And that lechora is a shayla. I'm not exactly sure what the exact heter should be. Maybe we're not afraid it's come to erase it, but lechora, again, the Shtar Adiosos should still apply. And also, Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests a heter, maybe just like we saw the heter of by the ner, that if you have two people, so maybe over here also, that they have two people reading the menu, maybe potentially that could be another heter. And Shlomo Zalman himself also just even another heter, which is a bigger chiddush, which seems to be, I don't know if everyone accepts this one, is that maybe if you read it without saying it, that would be a potential heter as well. If you're not reading it with your lips and you're just glancing at it with your eyes, maybe that is another heter that wouldn't be an issue. But again, this is something that comes up a lot for people who prepare menus and that menu in a restaurant. I saw that Rabbi Yehudah is matir menu in a restaurant. He says that no one's going to ever come to a race, and it's not sure he does. You just want to know what to order. Obviously, we're talking about a kosher hotel where you go to, let's say, Eretz Yisrael, where they have to give you the menu. So there, lechora the post gamer make on that as well. Okay, now here's the gemara. Tanit tonight. So now, this machlokas tanaim between Tanakam and Racha is a very similar machlokas in a different context. The Sana we learn in a Braisa, Ein Roin B'Mar B'Shabbos. Now let us look into a mirror on Shabbos, because the Gemara Rashi says you're going to cut your hair. Rabbi Meir Mativ Mar Akubaba Kosa. Rabbi Meir says that it's mutter to look into a mirror that's fixed into the wall. If it's fixed into the wall, we're going to see that you're not afraid of cutting your hair. The Gemara says Mashna Akubaba Kosa. The Gemara asks, so what's the difference if it's fixed into the wall or not? Why does Rabbi Meir say that it's mutter in that case? Because the Gemara says that Adalchi V'Hachan Midker. Because in the meantime, when you're starting to go get a pair of scissors to cut your hair, he's going to remember that it's Shabbos. She'ena kavua nami. So the verse is when it comes to the non-fixed wall, so meaning by the time you're going to get the scissors, remember that Shabbos is not going to come to here. Adach v'achem minkar. No, you're going to come to go get the scissors. Why do you assume that both cases you're going to be mutter? Why do you assume that one is us and one is mutter? So the verse says, "Hachamarar shel matachas eskina." No, we're dealing with a metal mirror. Kidder Rav Nachman Amar Rava. This is the reason for the chilek. If it's a metal mirror, Damar Rav Nachman Amar Rava. They ma'armar shel matachas. Why do the dafka say that a metal mirror is going to be usher? Nay, she'adam usher lahashir banim in a medal, because the person can't remove the hair that's loose only specifically with the sharp edge of the mirror that's metal itself. So therefore we can understand that a mirror is makes a chilek between a metal and non-metal, because the metal has stuff sticking out that you could self use in the mirror itself to cut off your hair that's loose. So that is why he makes a gzera. However, if it's not metal, then it's going to be lechora going to mutter. The Tanakama seems to say that it's going to be usher to use even an attached mirror. So it should be noted that if that's the case, why aren't we choshesh that person cannot look in the mirror on Shabbos? So the Rishonim point out, because the only time that we're going to say that it's usher is Rav Meir's din of the low plug is going to apply to all metal mirrors. That's the Tanakama assume. But even they would agree that a different category completely, like a glass mirror, which is like the ones we have nowadays, then they would agree that that would be mutter. And that would be said. A big shadow though, is it ever mutter to look into a mirror? The Ramah quotes from the Ran that there's a shayla if it's he says over there actually a heter, but lechora I think the Shulchan Aruch was more machmir if I'm not mistaken, that looking into a mirror is beged isha. That's a way that woman feminine thing to be doing, and it's going to be usher. It's not something that a man should be doing at all. Api Kabbalah is very bad things about looking into a mirror in general. That the person is like, that was the sin of Yosef, that's why he got sold. That that person shouldn't be looking into a mirror at all. It's a forgive, whatever. That's a whole shayla in itself. But and somebody Api Nigla. the idea of not looking to a mirror, isn't it usher for a man to look into a mirror? So we see from here, maybe also some say maybe this is only talking about a woman, this whole thing was only talking about a woman in the first place. Others say no, maybe over here this would be like a raya for that Ran, that if men do look in the mirror in that city, that area where you're doing it, then it wouldn't be an issue. Say about the Chazon Ish, one time he walked into a conference somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a mirror in the front. He never looked in the mirror. He was very makbid about this, apparently. And he saw himself. He had no idea. He started asking. He thought it was someone else, because he saw the mirror of himself. And he said, excuse me, can you tell me where to go? He didn't even know what his own face looked like. It's a pretty crazy story. But that's what they say in the name of the Chazon Ish. And the work did is that. Tanar Avonan, we learn in Rebbeisa. If you have writing, a caption that's under a picture, or Rashi says a dikunos is like a type of people who make a painting. It's a painting of different animals or different things. Or say they say that even Rashi says it sometimes to picture an event like David and Goliath. Rashi is like the Christian version of it. Also, because of Shabbos, it's usher to read it on Shabbos. To read on Shabbos because we're going to Rashi says we're going to afraid to come to read Shtar Yedioses to read business related documents. So Dukna Atzma. When it comes to Dukni Atma, also it's Asr Akpa Cholis talk about, which I might wonder that's a Shiloh we're going to see in a moment, that it's going to be Asr to look at that in general. Mishum Shinemar, Altifnu Elalim, don't look at their idols. My Talmud, the Gemara says, what's the derivation? We're talking about idols, not action idol. Don't learn, turn in your minds to look at the things that they are making. So 2 points over here. We see that the Braisa is showing that it's much more than just reading actual business related documents. Over here, we see that the Braisa is telling us that even reading a caption under a picture is going to be Asr. So we see over here that it might be much more far-ranging than we think. The Rambam writes in Parish Mishnayos that it's usher to read anything, even secular knowledge on Shabbos that's not related to Shabbos. None of that's all usher. That's a very big chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah seems to go like. The Mishnah Berurah seems to, I think, he quotes it. I don't remember exactly what Paskins, but there's a Machlokas Shobat. There's another Rishonim said, no, maybe other secular things would be okay. That's a big shadow, though, about reading in general. A person should be only learning Torah. That would be the best thing to be doing on Shabbos to not have this issue, because Shabbos is a very holy day. You should be doing holy things on the Shabbos as well. So now, but also when it comes to looking at this thing, what exactly are we discussing over here? This is a big shayla. Is what exactly are we talking about gazing at? So some Rishonim talking about only things that were designated for Avodah Zarah. I think that's going to be what's usher. Other Rishonim know that no, this is even more inclusive. It's going to be something that looking even works of art in general, because looking at them, a person is going to lose the think about Hashem, and looking at works of art and staring at them, going to museums, l'chora, looking at these pieces of art, the Met and things like that would be very problematic. That is that is what the other Rishonim say. So and the Magen Ram points out though that only just like looking at it but not staring at it and analyzing it, that'd be okay. Just looking at something insignificant is not considered looking. That's a halacha about, like, you're not supposed to stare at the moon. So the Magen Avraham says, we just look at it for a moment and then go back. That's going to be okay. But either way, Harav Paskin, so the Magen Avraham seems to say that the general minug is to follow the first sheet, which is more makel, that only if it is made for Avodah Zarah would it be problematic. But there is the sheet out there, so we know that second sheet understanding based on this Gemara. Now the Gemara continues. A person is allowed to make a lottery with his children for who has to do, who's getting what portion, and etc. So the Gemara says, only, it sounds like with your family you're allowed to make this lottery, but with other people, not make lottery, who's going to get what portion of food? The Gemara says, "My tama, what's the reasoning?" People are not related, so they care about it. Over, they're going to come to violate the law on Shabbos of Mishum Mida. They're going to come to measure because that piece of chicken is 3 inches bigger than my piece of chicken. Let's come to measure it. Or Mishum Mishkal, they're going to come to weigh it. Oh, this is the 5 ounce piece of steak. Mine is 8 ounce piece of steak. I want the 8 ounce piece of steak. And if you care about it, if it's your brother, then it's not something you're going to come to measure. But if it's this Mishum Minyan. Also counting, we're afraid that you're not so much meant to the total purchase of the Yantiv. That's another issue. The Gemara and Beitza discusses all these issues. But this is, we're afraid they're going to come to do this on Shabbos if you have people who care about each other. Mishum Levin Apor, and also are going to come to borrow and pay back. All this is going to be done in Yantiv. So now the Gemara turning on to the next time, says, Upadivre Hillel, Apishum Ribbis, according to Hillel, there's a problem of interest over here. Why is there a problem of interest? Because we're talking about the classic example of Sabasar. You're paying the same amount, but the Sabasar, even if the price increased in the middle, we're going to afraid, maybe Didra Abanan, we're going to afraid that you're not allowed to give it back. Let's say, like a bar of orange. Or eggs from you, I'm going to give it back. That is going to potentially, if your market value went up, that's called sabasa. That's the isra derabanan of ribis. So we see over here that's something that's very important. Alag of the chora, there's going to be more room to make it if it's something that's very small that you wouldn't care about, then it's b'chal not a part of the issue. But either way, we're talking about people over here that are stingy and they care about each other and they're not the family members. So then they're going to come to violate these halachos. So the Gemara says, ihachi, but if this is the case, that we're discussing about the drawing of the lottery over here, then bottom nevis onami, that it should be usher with regards to to your family as well. So the Gemara says, "Banavnei." So because the fact, why are you drawing a lottery? Meaning, from the fact you're drawing a lottery shows that I care about who's getting which piece of steak, right? If I'm drawing a lottery, there's four pieces of steak, and we say, "Oh, okay, who? Reuven gets this one, Shimon gets that one. What are my brothers over here?" But why do they care? Why don't I just give out the portions in front of them? The fact that they care, if they're makbid so much, then why they're afraid that they're also going to come to measure it out? The Gemara says, "Banavnei." So is hiding the time. The reason is because of Rabbi Marav. There's a reason because of Rabbi Marav. He says, "Mutter lalvos banavnei beso beribis," that it's mutter for children and members of a household to lend on interest, meaning if the father has all the money is his anyway, so he gives his children an allowance and they want to borrow some money, he is allowed to, for chinuch reasons, to show him how bad ribis is, to show him how bad interest is to lend them money and then make them pay back the interest, and he's going to see over time, 6 months, he's going to have to pay back double the amount that he just had, to show him how bad it is to lend them ribis, for chinuch purposes, to show them how bad it is to do ribis. So the Gemara says, the Gemara goes back and says, Ihaski, but if that's the case, then even a large one against a small one should be mutter as well. To do that, the Gemara is going to discuss that giving a large one versus a small one is a shaila of giving ribis also, and the Gemara is going to say that it's usur for it's a form of gambling rather. So and it's going to be, but if it's all because of your possessions, the Gemara is going to say that for him himself, for the guy, it's all his possessions, it doesn't matter. Why should it be usur for them? The Gemara says you're right. Yeah, if it's for the, we're going to see the hamshen. It'll get a little clearer what the Gemara is referring to over here. But we go continue the Gemara. But the Gemara says that that's the case. That would be the case. This type of betting is going to be mutter with the children and the household members. For them, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, and the Mishnah therefore is going to be missing. Where did the man the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah? Save up. This is what the Mishnah meant to say. May fi sadam banavnei beso al shulchan. A person is allowed to make a lottery with his family members at the table. Afilu manak gadol gnuvanta. Even if it's a big steak versus a small steak. My tama kid Rav Yudah Marav. The reason is because Rav Yudah Marav. Because the reason is because it is just like you're allowed to lend on interest. So too you are also agav. We don't pass on you lend on interest. But the point is that it's all yours. That's for a separate reason though. But since it's all his, it's not really part of the issue of here for this gzeira drabanan. It's not going to be aser. In banavnei beso in. Aval imacherim lo, that only when it's with your own family members, however with others, it's going to be usher. Why is it other? But with others to make the slaughter, it's usher. Matakad Rabbi Damashmuel, Malag no gemagdana apachol acherim usher. Because my time mishum kuvia over here, we're dealing with the case of you're betting on it. Who's going to get what? And this lottery is a form of betting, and that's a form of gambling, right? We're literally mishum kuvia is the dice. People used to play the dice. And Marcin Hedrin talks about this, that it's a form of gezel. It's gezel der banan because it's money that I do not plan on giving. I think I'm going to win. I know how to roll a dice better than you. That's why I'm going to think I'm going to win, and therefore it's a smachta, smach lokana, and I'm over gezel der banan. That's one reason. Another reason the Gemara says, Eno yoshin mishuvah shalolam, you go to casinos, you don't necessarily see the high end people of the society. Are the people who are there all the time, the racetrack, all those places are not necessarily the highest people, so that's not something a B'nai Torah should be doing. Anyway, the Gemara over there is talking about the Isser. Here, we're not afraid of the gambling because it's really all his the property. It's all the father's anyway. It doesn't matter what the guy's getting. If you're getting a small one versus the big one, this would not be the issue of gambling. That would be okay for the father to give it out. Now the Gemara says, Matilin Chalashin, that the Kohanim were allowed to make a lottery on Yantiv, but not. Not la manos, not for the portions. The Gemara now says, "My avala la manos." What does it mean? They're not allowed to do for the portion. That we only allow them to do it for the actual portions on Yom Tov itself, because we see that the Gemara says that the Kohanim used to fight about it. The Gemara relates how that when they were running up the ramp, the Mizbeach, that's how they used to do before they did the lots. They used to run up the ramp. Who got to do the avoda? And one time, the Mishnah relates that they one Kohen pushed another one off the thing and he broke his leg. So they obviously were very competitive, the Kohanim. So then also another time, the Gemara, I think they were on that. Says that they won't even stab another one. So then after that, they stopped the whole practice and they said, we're going to do lottery. So here we do the lottery because of Shalom. But the Gemara of Siddush, that only for the day of, where you could have done the lottery for the day before, then I have to do the lottery the day before. We're not allowed to do the lottery for the portions of the day before to give those out. And where it says, Pshita, that's obvious. Why does the Mishnah have to tell you this? The Gemara says, no, because here I would have thought also, because in fact they're going to fight, maybe you should have done the lottery. Imagine, and your people are like the Kohanim who fight. You see clearly that, like we're pointing out, that the Kohanim used to fight a lot about different things in the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. We see that even the portions of the, I would have thought that even if they've forgotten and they didn't do the lottery, they should be allowed to do the lottery on the weekday portion for Yantav, because they shouldn't come to fight. No, the Chedesh of here is that you're not allowed to do it in that case, because at the end of the day, they should have done it before Yantav. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yaakov said the name of Yaakov's daughter. He said another chiddush. And once we mentioned one chiddush, we're going to tell a little galat over here. A person whose friend is punished because of some of you davening to him, Hashem, that he should be punished in your account. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring him into a special place in Shemayim. So we see that the Gemara in Bava Kama tells us. The Gemara tells you that you should daven if you're davening for a friend. to let's say he's making you suffer. So like he does something to always bother you. So you shouldn't daven Hashem should punish him for what he does to make you suffer. Rather, you should daven that your suffering should end. And then Mamela Hashem will take care of it, whatever has to happen. You shouldn't daven someone should be punished based on the way he treats you. So the Marsha Binala, how do I know this, that you shouldn't do that? Ilam Hashem Nechseh, Vayomar Hashem Yishtech, Has Achava, Vayal Vayipol, Beramos Gila, Vayomar Zeh Becho, Vazeh Amar Becho. So they're saying that when it comes to Acha, the Pasuk says that who should make Acha? Acha was he was married to Zeb, he was a terrible, terrible king. And so it says, who's going to make him be punished? Vayetzer Ruach, Vayomar Lefnei Hashem, Vayomar Ani Afetachero. The Spirit came forth and said, I'm going to make him and I'm going to kill him. And this was when Acha was dying. Acha was punished with death for what happened. The Gemara says, Vayomar Yitzer Vayetzer Ruach, Sheker Befiv, Kol Nevi, Vayomar Tiftach, Vagam Titzah, Vatitzichin, Laminan. So the Gemara says, so who is talking about over here? The Spirit of Acha, who is the one who made the Acha get punished? Laminan, my Ruach. So who is this spirit that referring to? Amar Biyochan is a Rucho Shal Navos. Navos was the person, Navos the Israeli? Navos was the one who had the Karam. Karam Navos, right? He had the vineyard. And he was, Achav wanted it to make, I think it was a highway through it, or whatever it was. Maybe just wanted Stam because he was jealous of it. Either way, he wanted this vineyard. So he couldn't get the vineyard. And Izebel, who was his evil wife, tell them to just hire false witnesses and make up a claim, and he's fake claim against you that he should be punished. So they made up a fake claim, and then I think they put him to death even for the fake claim that they had. So when Navos' spirit came, so this Navos' spirit came and was the one who was Hashem said in Shemayim that Acha should be punished. He was the one who came up and said, I'll do it. I think he should be punished. We might say, so the word Lashon is, what does it mean by say? Amar Rav, you're the one whose spirit came up to Taina and Shemayim against Navos. Against Achav, so you're going to be Tzeh, you're going to leave my place in Shemayim because of the fact that Navos wanted to punish Achav for what he had done to him. So we see that he was punished and Hashem sent him out of Shemayim. The Gemara says, no, that's not a raya because Dilma Hasam Hainu Taima Dechsev Dovrish Kam Laikon. Maybe over there, because it says that someone is telling a lie, it's not going to be before him. Maybe Navos was thrown out not because he caused the punishment of Acha, but because he was someone who apparently became a spirit that was lying. I don't know exactly why the deeper kavanah over here, but apparently something that would lead him. Once he started doing this, he was going to start the spirit in Shemayim and start lying. Hashem didn't want him in Shemayim and therefore sent him out. So the Gemara says, Alam, so then must be maybe from this pasuk is where we know that someone who shouldn't daven for your friend to get punished on your behalf, because the pasuk says, Tavasuk alam nechabat shtei gam ve'ar. The pasuk in Chabakuk is telling you, Tema Nebuchadnezzar. So the RL is referring to him, is referring to Nebuchadnezzar, that he was punished, and it says over here, they're going to drink with shame and honor, they're going to drink, and be you're the one who's RL, someone uncircumcised. And where it says, Savasa kalam nekava zeh Nebuchadnezzar, the one who is the shame and the honor, that's referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Shisei gamatare RL zeh Tzidkiah. Tzidkiah was the one who, Nebuchadnezzar taken during the Gaulus. This is the last king one of the last kings of Klal Yisrael. So over here, he took him. And so the Rashi tells us that Nebuchadnezzar apparently used to, every king that he used to beat and defeat, he used to have Mishkav Zachar with him. He used to force him and rape him to have Mishkav Zachar, to have relations with that king. So the Gemara says over here that when he wanted to do that, the Gemara in the Hemshech is going to tell us that when he wanted to do that, a thing happened that he was punished and his whole RL became exposed and he got extremely embarrassed by that. And Tzidkiyahu was punished for that, even though Tzidkiyahu didn't do anything. He just was because of him that shows that he was punished based on Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara says, Chada, the Kula, Krat Nebuchadnezzar. So the Gemara says that there's two reasons we could reject this. Firstly, the whole thing maybe is written by Nebuchadnezzar. There's nothing to do with the fact that Tzidkiyahu was there. Maybe Tzidkiyahu didn't do anything. But Tzidkiyahu Tzadika, with Tzidkiyahu was even a Tzadik. So at this situation, the guy was sorry. The Gemara was not saying that he was a Rasha. So he was in this circumstance, he was a considered a tzaddik because there was nothing for him to do. The guy was trying to rape him. Nebuchadnezzar was trying to rape Tzidkiyahu. So there's nothing he could have done. So when Nebuchadnezzar sought to do this to Tzidkiyahu, then we see that this miracle happened. That's what Rashi was telling us, that he was helpless and Hashem made a miracle and Nebuchadnezzar was humiliated. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's this pasuk that you punishing a good person is not a good thing to be doing. Pasuk Mishlei says that. And where it says ain't lo tov el ra. So what does lo tov mean? It means someone who's a ra is an evil person. The pasuk also says, the pasuk there in Tehillim tells us that you're not with Hashem doesn't desire wicked people above you. Tzadik at Hashem lo yagrochu magara. The pasuk is saying, you Hashem are righteous, therefore you don't want evil things to happen to you. So someone who's causing punishment for another person is defined as a Rasha. Over here is defined as evil. So we see the person is not going to be with, or if he's a Rasha, obviously Hashem doesn't want him Shemayim. So the Gemara now says, Yeah, so the Gemara accepts that as the reasoning, this limud over here, that a person shouldn't daven for someone to be punished based on Raf, even if he's someone who did something wrong to you. The Gemara says, my mashma, the chalashim mishnah de puriyah. So going back to the fact that we said chalashim means lots in the Mishnah, so how do we know that chalashim stam means lots in general? The Gemara says, eich nafalta b'shamayim, hilel ben shachar negat la'aretz chulesh al goyim. The Pasuk says that you fall from Shemayim, and then what happened, come to the ground, and you're making lottery, cholish is lottery over here, is for nations. And where's that Marama of Rehuna? Namache tibel pura al gadol malchus. So the standard of Nebuchadnezzar used to have lottery for the all the kings that he had captured. Leida ezer min b'nil mashukam mishkav zachar. Which one is going to rape that day for mishkav zachar? The Marama says, kol malche goyim kulam. So again, all the nations of them. Amrav Yochanan shenachu nemishkav zachar over here. He's saying which days he was not going to bother these kings. He was not going to have relations with these other kings and force them to have relations. Amrav Yochanan. All the days of Nebuchadnezzar, no one was laughing. I mean, everyone was depressed. He was such a crazy and crazy psycho king that no one was happy. Pasuk says that the whole world had become calm and tranquil after they came on a song. After this, referring to that Hashlo, before this, before Nebuchadnezzar was taken about, there was no singing. A person shouldn't stand in the house of Nebuchadnezzar. Apparently, they still had the palace at his time. It was still around. It says over there, Usirim rather, not Sharm. Usirim is referring to the bad spirits, the demons, whatever bad spirits are. They're dancing there, so don't go there because it's a bad spirit. When he wanted to, this is a story that we mentioned before. When Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do the thing to Tzidkiyah, that there's force going to send 300 amos, and went the entire gathering, all the kings before him. It extended 300 amos and became so embarrassed. Everyone had seen it, and he was embarrassed by this thing. When the time finally came for Nebuchadnezzar to go to Gehenim, all those who were in Gehenim were trembling, they were fearing, they were so scared. I don't know, Shema, he's coming back. He's coming back over here, this terrible guy, Allah Chalas Kamosam, who buys, he's coming back to, it was Vikam Shnemar Gamam Chalas of Gimelim, and Shachta Yatzah Basko Vyamra, the men and Amdar Vede Vashka Vesar, really. The Pasuk saying over here, you're coming to be weak, or he's coming to rule over us. The ends up saying that the Pasuk means that, you know, you're going down like everyone else, you are not going to be any greater than anyone else, you're going to Gehenim just like all the nuts Rashi says over here. Okay, Mirza Shem will pick up of Ich Shavta, Nogo Shavsa, we'll discuss what happened to Nebuchadnezzar's punishment. We'll pick up with that. Pasuk Amitav Shem.